Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Monday, the 20th of September. New South Wales has recorded 935 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night. It's the first time the state's recorded under 1,000 cases in over 3 weeks, since August 27. However, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has warned against celebrating the numbers too much, as the corresponding pressure on the health system tends to lag behind the daily case numbers by around 2 weeks. The Western New South Wales Local Health District has recorded 10 new cases, 6 in Dubbo, 3 in Walgett, and 1 in Cowra. The case in Cowra has prompted a return to stay-at-home orders for the Cowra LGA, commencing at 5 p.m. today, Monday, September 20. The snap lockdown will last for 7 days. The positive case in Cowra was a member of a family not from Cowra and is believed to be unlinked to sewage detection in the area. This has given New South Wales Health reason to believe there may be more positive cases yet to be detected, hence the stay-at-home orders. There were 2 new cases in the Far West Local Health District, both of which were in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there were 567 new locally acquired cases to midnight last night, as well as 1 death, of a woman in her 70s from Moreland. Victoria's total active cases now sit at 5,675. Regional Victoria recorded 14 new cases, 5 in Ballarat, 3 in Mitchellshire, 2 in Moorabool, 1 in Moira, 1 in Mount Alexander, 1 in South Gippsland, and 1 in the Macedon Ranges. There were no new cases recorded in either Geelong or the Surf Coast. This comes after Greater Geelong, Surf Coast and Mitchellshire entered a 7-day lockdown as of 11:59 p.m. on Sunday night. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.